Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lin from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Inspect a Gadget. I'm Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3. On the phone with our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. Now, apparently today it's a bit eclectic because he's doing watches. But not just any old watches, Christopher, right? You're doing smart watches.
Well, yeah, smart, but off the beaten track. But I don't think it's that eclectic, Clarissa. I mean, we've talked about watches on our show before.
Off the beaten track means eclectic.
Yeah, well, okay. But yeah, I mean, that's because we're not talking about Apple watches and your average Android watch. Mm. That's why it's a bit eclectic. Mm. Instead, we're talking about three watches that don't fit into the other typical Android Wear or Apple Watch mold, you know. And starting off, we've got one from Louis Vuitton.
Okay, see, that straight away I'm like... Okay, usually you ease me into the price point, but clearly you're going to just hammer me with the price point right now.
Well, of course. I mean, I might as well get it over with and then you can laugh and you know, et cetera. Well, up to $5,845, you know, with the strap, you know, so.
This would be a bargain at twice the price. If you were, you know, a digital editor at the Business Times, some of us minions don't earn quite that much money. And $4,000+ is a lot to pay for a watch.
This is not for everyone. Okay, so without the strap, it's $4,003 for the steel version, $5,150 for the matte black and matte brown. Mm. With the strap, it's $4,850 for the steel version. And then if you want the matte black or matte brown versions, that's when it goes up to $5,850. But we're talking about Louis Vuitton here, okay? This is not your average watch, even though, I mean, the selling point here is that it does measure your heart rate. You can use it to exercise. And even though the average person probably wouldn't exercise with this, but you can absolutely use this to exercise. You can swim with it even, 13 meters of water resistance. But this is obviously a luxury watch. This is, you know, the price of a Louis Vuitton handbag, right?
No, I don't know. Handbag.
I assume it is. I assume it is, yeah? You know, $4,000, $5,000. But really, this is for someone who wants to pay for style while still having a lot of the smart features. So this is very much a smart watch. In fact, it's the first non-Apple watch to receive a made for iPhone, that's the MFI certification by Apple. You know, other watches don't get this. So you can rest assured that the Tambour Horizon Light Up, I didn't even say the name, Tambour Horizon Light Up, that's the name of this watch, will work nicely with your iPhone or your Android.
Okay, so basically it's a very, very expensive smartwatch, kind of like the iPhone watch.
It's not Apple Watch. Not really. It's round. It's got 24 LEDs around the bezel. I mean, it's a lot of emphasis on
design
here. Design, absolutely. And it really looks very, very striking. So it's round, very bright display. You have these exclusive watch faces, virtual watch faces. It's really quite something.
And I take it it's new.
You know, it's new. In fact, I mean, it's not all over the place now. Actually, if you're interested in this, you should head down to the pop-up store for the Tempo Horizon Lighter at Ion, at the Louis Vuitton store at Orchard Ion, you know, all the way up to, well, from now to the 28th of January. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, you just walk in, you don't need registration, and check it out.
Just in time for Chinese New Year, so you can have a nice, swanky new watch.
Yeah, and once you look at it, it does look like an LV product. I mean, you've got the designs on the strap. You instantly recognize from, you know, if you've seen an LV handbag before.
And yeah, it comes with its own matching headphones?
Huh? It does. It comes with its own matching charger. Right?
The Horizon wireless earphones, not part of the deal. Oh, wait, isn't it part of the deal?
It is?
I don't know, I'm asking you.
No, it comes with a charger.
I mean, it comes with a charger.
You'd expect it to come with a charger. And it comes with So even though it doesn't use Apple's operating system, it doesn't use Android Wear, it uses its own operating system. You know, it's got a lot of stuff. It's got Louis Vuitton City Guides. You've got, you know, you can find your watch, alarm timer, stopwatch, you know, remote shutter for your smartphone's camera. You've got Alipay for contactless payment, music playback management, all the things most of the things you'd expect from a smartwatch. So it really has quite a full feature set, not directly matching to your average Android or Apple Watch, but rather quite comprehensive nonetheless. And I did say it's quite robust, 30 meters water resistance. You're about a day's worth of battery life, which is about average these days for a full-featured smartwatch. And I think ultimately you buy this because it looks beautiful, you want something exclusive. The moment you put on the strap, you can recognize all these emblems.
You can strap.
Yeah. It looks immediately like an LV strap.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So if you like your smartwatches, but you want your Atas version of a smartwatch, then this is definitely a viable option for you.
Absolutely. And there are no corners cut here. Sapphire glass, LED screen, stainless steel, you know, case. With your choice of, you know, black, brown, or stainless steel finish. But honestly, to me, the matte brown looks the most LV to me.
Well, I'll take your word for it. I am more of a Casio G-Shock kind of girl.
Oh, but something for you there. Wow, nice. Great. No, but really, that's the thing. I thought I'd point out some of these watch options that might not be front of mind for folks who are thinking about a smartwatch or a connected watch. Because that's the thing. I mean, smartwatch is kind of an abused term. Some people would just say connected watch. We sort of have a very pared down feature set. And, you know, Casio has the G-Shock Move lineup. And, you know, as with many G-Shocks, you can connect them to your phone. But the ones we're talking about connect with Casio's G-Shock Move app, which lets you do more than you can with most other Casio models, because most of them are just about syncing with your phone for the time, so you don't have to set the time manually. But here, you know, the G-Shock Move app lets you track exercise, etc., your life log. And so I'd say sort of halfway between connected and smart, so there are some smart features, even if it isn't as feature-rich as you might expect from a full-blown smartwatch. And the upside is that it's a full-blown G-Shock. You know, you're unlimited to, you know, a very short battery life, etc. So it's actually as rugged and as functional and as long-lasting as your regular G-Shock. And there are two models. There are those with the GBD200 series, which is basically purely digital. And then there's GBA900 series with different colors. That's the analog digital combination. You get analog hands. You can choose which one you want. And there are a whole bunch of colors. In fact, the Red Out series, and as the name suggests, Red Color series, launched earlier this month. So got a bunch of choices. There's black, and now there's red. And, you know, if you want a G-Shock, but you wish your G-Shock had more smart features, this G-Shock Move lineup, and maybe the latest one, the red color one, is for you. Be affordable, too.
Okay, how affordable?
See, I hear the skepticism in your voice.
You opened with over $4,000, so I'm going to be skeptical.
And that's because I knew I would bring it down to $189, right? And $229. So $89 for the hybrid analog digital and the $229 for the pure digital version.
Okay,
I mean, about
so
$200. About $200. And we're talking full-blown G-Shock. This is everything you'd expect from a G-Shock because it is ultimately a G-Shock. It's just that it has these smart features and integration with the G-Shock Move app built in. But as with your average G-Shock, shock resistance, 200 meters of water resistance, 2-year battery, not 2-day, 2-year battery life. Okay. Then the usual stuff, you know, lots of world times, 38 time zones, double timer, 100 hour stopwatch, 4 alarms, all those things you'd come to expect from a Casio G-Shock.
I love Casio G-Shocks. I actually use a Casio G-Shock as my watch when I dive. I mean, not as my dive watch because obviously it's not tracking my depth and what have you. But I dive with a Casio G-Shock and they are amazing.
Now, rock solid, comfortable. You don't have to baby them because you know they are extremely tough, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they are extremely well priced.
Yes. And, you know, bear in mind, you don't seem to be paying much of a premium for the smart integration with your phone with the G-Shock Move app. It's still about $200.
Okay, so this is not a smartphone, but it has smart features and smart connectivity.
Yeah.
Smartphone, smartwatch. Yeah, not quite smartwatch yet.
No. So I'd say it's sort of halfway between. I guess if you had to pigeonhole it, it'd be in the connected watch territory, in that it connects to your phone. But it has a few more features than your average connected watch because of the integration with the G-Shock Move app, which does things like, you know, you can see how you've been exercising. There's a live log to show where you're moving around. And you can use it, therefore, to complement your daily exercise regime.
Okay, that would be of interest to a lot of people.
Yeah. Step tracking, you see.
Who like to throw their watches around.
Yeah, but watches around, that sounds terrible. Help you track your steps, not track the abuse of your watch.
I know, I love my G-Shock. Did I not say that already?
Yeah, but you see, so yeah, it's fairly smart, okay?
So it's fairly smart, but it's not a genius yet.
But not full-blown smartwatch.
That's good, because I find that smartwatches, and I do wear one, have a tendency to nag at you a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's going to nag at you, if you're going to have something with a full-blown feature set, you might as well get something that really fits your life. If you're a musician, and this might appeal to you, Clarissa, you know, Soundbrenner watches are very, very interesting. They're a bit niche in that they would appeal most to musicians.
This is the one with the wearable metronome, right?
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. So if you have a friend who plays any sort of musical instrument, or even sings, this really is something. So the Soundbrenner, you know, Sound, B-R-E-N-N-E-R, so Hong Kong company, they have a smartwatch that, you know, again, does all the things you'd expect from a basic smartwatch, which is, you know, notifications, call notification, all that sort of thing, things with your watch. But the key feature here, as you mentioned earlier, is a built-in metronome. And for our listeners who don't know what metronome is, it's basically a machine that helps you keep time. And keeping time is absolutely core to playing music. And the thing about the old-fashioned metronomes, especially the mechanical ones that would sit on top of your piano, is that you require them to click, 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 click. This is a vibrating metronome. So
it's a vibrating metronome.
Which is fantastic because it doesn't interrupt the actual sounds of the playing, but you can use it to keep time, and it's surprisingly effective. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I can see its uses. If you needed a metronome that vibrated
everybody
does not need a vibrating metronome on their wrist.
Okay, if you, like I said, every musician, amateur or professional, or you know, would appreciate this. It's simply because it's quiet yet effective, and you can set a tempo simply by tapping on it. Yes, you can set a numerical tempo, you know, say 120 or 180, and you can rotate the dial so that the tempo changes, but you can just simply tap. So if you hear a song, as long as you can snap your fingers to it, you know, you can tap on your Soundbrenner Core smartwatch, and it'll pick up the beat and establish that beat for you so that you can play along with it. It's really, really cool. And the Core also has a built-in contact tuner. I mean, it only works with guitar, bass guitar, ukulele, or violin, because it requires you to be in contact with the instrument. But again, very useful. So you can tune your instrument, you can play in time, and it's got some Core smart features in it. And it's not insanely expensive either. $229 for the basic Core. It's often on discount. There are two more expensive versions. There's the Core Steel, which is $229, and the Core Steel Limited Edition, which has more luxurious design appointments and materials. That's $379, but those are often on discount as well. And if you really don't want any of the smartwatch features, there is the basic wearable metronome called the Pulse, $119. And again, often on discount at, you know, shopping season, etc. This is really something. So I know if you're a musician and you're going to wear a smartwatch, why don't you wear something that dovetails directly into your passion? It's on your wrist. You can strap it, and it doesn't have to be on your wrist. You can pull it off, strap it to your thigh, strap it to your chest, strap it to your arm. Wherever you want it to vibrate, to give you that beat and groove.
Right. I'm just smiling, sitting here listening to you, because I know this appeal to your nerd.
It's awesome, because here's the thing. I confess, I'm a bit self-conscious that, you know, as an amateur dabbler, you know, on the guitar and the piano, I have no sense of time.
You shouldn't say that years, out loud, you know, Christopher.
Yeah. So I have no time, a lousy rhythm. It was just embarrassing. After I've been dabbling for years. But I put on the metronome and people are like, wow, you really need that. If you need it, you need it. But it's nice to be stealth about it, because I need it. But now I can have the metronome without everyone knowing that. Yeah, Christopher can keep time.
And so suddenly everyone's going to think, wow, Christopher has developed an internal clock.
Yes, rock solid tight timing. Auto magical.
Yeah, wish.
Okay, this is quite nerdy. And listeners, I know this is not for everyone, but like I said, as long as any sort of musical performance is involved, you'd appreciate this. So everyone from, you know, kids learning all the way to adults, you know, all professional musicians, this is something different. And it's both unusual and yet very functional. I will say, though, that the core and even the pulse are rather large. I mean, they're circular, but rather large. So maybe not for very young children, but certainly for teenagers onwards.
Right.
It fits.
Okay. Yeah, this one's amusing to me. I might even buy it for the husband, just because it might annoy him that I think he needs a wearable metronome.
Everybody needs some help, a little, you know, a little help, some time to keep time, you know, get in the groove of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We shall see. Actually, these are kind of fun. You're right, off the beaten track options. Everyone thinks smartwatches, iWatch or Apple Watch and Android watches, Samsung watches, what have you, or Fitbits and stuff like that. These are interesting, okay? The LV1 is a bit pricey, but otherwise interesting as well. So now people have options to go spend their bonuses on.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, the LV is very expensive, but it's very pretty, not for everybody. And then we have the very, very affordable G-Shock model at the other end, where it's 2 years of battery life, not just one day. And we've got something for our musician business as well.
Alrighty then. This has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is our resident Inspector Gadget. Who knows what he'll bring to us next week, but I can't wait. You're on Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.